The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're also live on Facebook right now. And we will be on YouTube after. And today is like one of my favorite shows because it's like my nuggets of wisdom show. And you may have noticed that it's kind of hard to find me on social media right now, or like I'm really, really focused right now on the new website. So yes, I have an announcement to make today. This is the Nuggets of Wisdom show, and that's from my book, The Truth is Funny. And it's actually my birthday coming up on the Gregorian calendar on December 1st. And so I bought myself, like I was, should I buy a new car or should I buy a new website? So I chose the website. So that's what I've decided. And now that I'm really like 100% committed to creating the best online programs ever, like 100% committed, I was kind of dragging my feet a little, feeling really sentimental about the good old days. And I was having a hard time focusing. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about today, because we have lots going on here, and more than usual, of course. But the fundamental thing that I like to do, to choose for nuggets of wisdom, the topic that I'm going to speak about, I just take my book and I flip her open and wherever my eye goes. And I printed it out because I was printing out the rest to work on it. And I forgot to, I'm just going to read it off of here because it's just easier. So what I want to talk about right now is physical potential. Okay. And so physical potential is a combination of structural integration, physical intelligence, and fitness. So strong internal action of all your quantum particles, your atoms, molecules, this all creates energy through connection to the energy of the universe. And the universe does not need to consume food to manifest energy. So relying on food and lack thinking as your only source of energy limits your ability to increase your physical potential. And so I want to talk about, because I think it was a couple radio shows back, there was Unfettered wanted to show up. And Unfettered is about the universal cosmic heart. And so when you're plugged into the cosmic heart, your physical manifestations are in sync with the earth and with your heartbeat. And so your connection to the heart field truly is from the bottom of your heart. And it's this opens portals into the universal heart field. And so the nugget of wisdom from the vector from my book for that came up for this was, anything made of cells is perfected to observe the entire system from large to small as a feedback mechanism. So this allows humans to become the best versions of themselves. Everyone contributes to the evolution of everything. Energetic blocks are released and replaced with the perfect balance of the body, the soul, and the mind. So this book I wrote back in, I want to explain that I'm also taking calls today, 1-800-930-2819. Call in. I am in the mood for shifting some energy. I want to explain a little bit, because what happens when we are 100%, okay, I'm going to go for it, and we have energetically shifted it so that the body and the soul and the spirit are all in coherence with this plan. But it's, and this is something that I just love, because I have a Stella hair in my eye. And what I love about physical potential, for me, I really, really sort of hunkered down here, because I have been working, like I've been sleeping and then dreaming. And we do have Caleb Matthews coming on the show next, this next coming Wednesday. Woohoo! And I'm going to ask him about some of these dreams I've been having, because they are, I wake up and they're about my website. And it's exactly how I like do it, like this, 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 this. So then I have to make sure I write it all down. And I copy and paste the old fashioned way, scrapbook style. And I'm really invested right now in moving forward. But over the years, I've taught all these seminars and to a lot of different people. I'm starting to like go back in time. And the only way that I can really put a timeline to the, you know, what was going on is to, because there was so much happening, is to break it down into small pieces. And that's, so that's what I've been doing this past, since our last meeting for the website on last Friday. I have been going through like my books, my passport, all of my ads and all of the magazines, and like finding them and figuring out, okay, when I made that choice, why did I make that choice? Because I've been busy beating myself up for not doing things properly or 100%. And because when all of this happened, I thought, oh my God, like I've been sharing this information for 15 years and I was going through such a hard time that like kind of propelled me into this, that I want to be here for people right now as an inspiration for how to, oh, it's so challenging right now to focus on a strong future, because I know from all the people that I've met and the people that are successful, you can come Stella, the people that are successful take consistent steps of action towards their goals. Having said that, you need to know what the goal is, like the big picture, and then you do need to look at the details. And so I've been invested in, like in the last little while, on bringing some calm as much as I can to this situation. I've felt like under a lot of pressure because there's so many people that are counting on me and I don't want to let them down. And then it hit me. I just have to count on myself again. And so that's what I've been really like, oh, like out of all the people that I've taught, I've seen this happen at many events. I've seen this happen throughout the years where people go to events and then they really are inspired. And then they leave the event and there's like this sense of loss, almost like they're not who they used to be, but they're not yet who they want to become. And so this is really, I really went into this, and I like a lot of times I don't really like so much the question why, because a lot of times I find that the people, when they say why, it's kind of like, oh, why me? And one of my best mentors always said, why not you? There's so many things out there, right, that can happen, good and bad. Why not you? So the question why, I always kind of was like, okay, it's more like for me, it was how. And so then I started the face yoga, and I was inspired by my mentor, Fumiko, because she says you always have to go back to your why. And like, why are you doing what you're doing? And what inspires you to continue doing what you're doing? And so when we come back after, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I'm going to share with you how I revisited my why. And, you know, I'm as I said, I'm here for you to shift energy. I'm available for personal consultations, have been this whole time. And on this radio show, I'm easing out of my teleconferences right now because we're shifting them into the new programs. And it's just too much to let go and to redo at the same time. So I just have to allow it to be the way it is. And we'll be right back. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after the short break.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network, and we're also live on Facebook, and we'll be on YouTube later. And I'm having, this show today is Nuggets of Wisdom from my book, which is here. And normally, I read out of my book, but I was talking about physical potential, and I was talking before the break about why, and about how that hasn't been my favorite word in the past. Because a lot of times why can take you very easily and quickly into why me. and instead of why not. And why not, I love. Why not is like, why not do this? Why not do that? And so when I decided, okay, I'm going to look into seeing if I feel that I can actually produce an energetic upgrade call to dance program online that actually is going to work and that I'm going to have fun doing, most importantly, because I've been talking about energy work for 15 years now. And much of what I was talking about 10 years ago, and then I revamped it. But bottom line is, when I first started teaching this work, it was because I went to a small event and I left the event saying I was born to do this. And I, honest to God, I was so naive back then, or not naive. I don't like to say naive. I was naive about business in this area, but not about business in general. I was totally innocent as to how all of this was, because I went through a very challenging time with my family, with family members dying, and then a bunch of bad things happening. And then when I had to put my dog down, it was like, kind of like, I just dropped. It was like, I couldn't get out of bed to look after my kids and stuff. And that's when I was given this little dog and I went to the seminar. It wasn't even a seminar. It was just a free talk. And I left that talk saying I was born to do this. And I was so excited. I knew if I could just go out and tell people about this, that the whole world would change. And within a couple of years, we wouldn't have to have seminars because we would just be like doing it. And that's the naive part. But what I did is, you know, I had sold my other business. I was separated. I didn't have access to my money because of the divorce. And so I was, what I did have access to, I was like, okay, I have to find a way that I can speak in public without being totally, because I was bullied so badly in school. So I thought, well, I'll take up belly dance, but then I would phone the instructor and I would hang up. And I did that for 2 years. But then after I went to this talk, I phoned her and I started dancing. And I started dancing with this troupe right away. Like, she said, oh, come in this show and that show. And I was terrified. I was literally shaking at the knees, terrified. But people thought that was really good because they thought I had a really good shimmy. So I ended up dancing like, you know, a year later after starting belly dance. And I thought, well, if I can do that, I was performing on a stage with my troupe in a bar. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. But what I did is I broke it down and I energetically shifted from the time I went to that talk to the time a year later. I had already decided that I was going out there and I was going to tell people about this. And it was just right around then that the Dalai Lama was saying that Western women were going to lead the world to peace. So I was like, hey, I'm in. And so when I revisited my why, I'll tell you about that. And then I'll tell you why I'm telling you guys about this. What Fumiko said is that there's going to be very, like, when starting a course that is that intense and doing it in such a short time frame, and going so deep within yourself, because it's a very, very deep journey when you study your face for 6 months straight, for hours and hours and hours and hours every day. And she said, you need to write down your why at the beginning here. And then you need to revisit your why. And my why was going back to that day when I just knew everybody would want to know this and then the world would be a better place. A lot's happened since then. So through the years, I want to share with you my why. this is some of the card, well, all of the cards, letters that I've received over the years from people that are saying thank you to me. And I'm just like, whoa. And then like the scariest part of coming out and really talking about who you are, and that is through a website, because like, oh my God, it's like I'm on Facebook Live now. It's so terrifying. It stops almost everybody I know from moving forward is the website. And it's not the technology, although that's daunting. I don't worry about the technology. I have my team. I've been with my team for 8 years and they don't fail me. I am, and that is number one. I want to thank Pat and her team throughout the years for standing by my side and empowering me when I couldn't figure out the technology, or stopping me from making, you know, mistakes that were not like real, like big ones that I would not be able to recover from. And so technologically. And so all of that I feel good about, but it's about coming up with exactly who you are and then finding a way to say that, and then finding a way to present that, and then dealing with what if people don't like me? What if they don't like what I'm saying? What if I do it wrong? What if I, you know, what if I do it right and they still don't like me? And then one of the things we were told to do for the marketing class. Okay, so we do have a caller. So I'm just going to finish this thought a little bit. And the caller, I'm just going to ask you to just wait a couple minutes here, because I just want to make sure I finish this and then I'll start taking calls. So one of the things we were asked to do was to email like 20 people from our lives and ask them to describe us in 3 words. And oh my God, that was so terrifying. It was like, ah! It took me like about 2 weeks to send it out. And then these were some of the words that came back here on this beautiful drawing that I did throughout the years, like intelligent, wise, hot, sizzling, intense, straightforward. That's a nice way of saying blunt. And so all of this, and then like my basket of thank yous, has kept me wanting to do this. And so I was a little bit, tiny bit, like I said, quite innocent. And I really thought, oh, well, it can't be that hard. Even after 3 marketing courses later, I'm still trying, or not trying. I have tried many ways of sharing the information, and I feel like maybe I have come to the best way. So I was so sure that even though I just sold my business and I was separated newly and I didn't have access to my money until the divorce finalized, I took what money I had and I purchased an ad in a very prestigious magazine called Common Ground in Vancouver. And I took out a full page, back page ad. That was back in 2011. 6 people showed up. 6. And I was in a ballroom and there was a chandelier. That was challenging. But those 6 people were fundamental in empowering me to continue on my journey. So when we come back, I will stop talking about all this and start working on energy for all of you. But I just wanted you to all know that really, you know, you're a big part of my why. The other part is like, for me, I'm a Sag. Like, I need to know. I'm on a journey of knowledge. So we'll be right back after this short break, 1-800-930-2819. Thank you to the caller. We'll take your call as soon as we come back.
Tune in to the show, Heart Change Consciousness, with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Message Delivery by Lisa Ann. You can't make this stuff up. Tune in every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Message Delivery is an inspirational show about the journey to enlightenment and spirituality. For more information or your own personal message delivery, visit AngelMessagesToYou.com. That's AngelMessages, the number two, the letter U.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
Step into your highest potential and tune into Embodying Your Higher Self. Tools for Conscious Living with Michelle Cempaka. You can listen on TransformationTalkRadio.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Michelle is an energy healer, intuitive, and shamanic practitioner dedicated to helping you heal and transform your life. For more information about sessions, coaching, and upcoming workshops and retreats, visit SpiritWeaverJourneys.com.
Are you trying to lose weight but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Network. And we're talking about the why and about physical potential. And a lot of people ask me, Colette, like, how do you just keep going? Like, you just seem to be able to just keep going. It's because I love what I do. I love connecting with you. I love energy work. I love, I find it fascinating when I talk to people who are so challenged and watching them step into their best version of themselves. It's exciting, it's fun. And I love doing it in person, but at the same time, I'm starting to see that there is some opportunities here to make an even, like when we do get together again and we can, to make it even better and to start really building and doing projects. So that was the end of what I was talking about before, and now we're gonna take some callers. Olivia, who do we have first?
All right. We have Trish from Penticton. Trish, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Good morning.
Hey, Trish. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm struggling a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I'm probably at about an 8 or 10.
Okay, I was just going to ask you. Yeah. Okay, so can you tell us what's going on, or would you like it's up to you?
I'm tuning in a little bit with the a little the stress of about work.
Okay. So I'm just okay.
It's getting a bit out of hand.
Okay, so take a deep breath. This is exactly, this is when I get red light, green light. And I talk about this at my seminars. We're talking about an issue over and over and over again. It's like regurgitating. And that's what owls do for with brains for their babies. You know what I mean? So, well, maybe you don't know what I mean, but owls are like warnings. And so we don't want to regurgitate the past. Like, I'm telling you, I have put like about 60 hours of going through my past in the last 5 days, just going like, it's, oh my goodness. I was like on the go, and I am looking at that and I'm like, wow. I'm just like, wow. Okay. This is why, and this is when and where and how. And those questions, when we ask those questions instead of like freaking, we got to go to our center for, okay, what's the best answer for me? I'm getting number one, talking about this to anyone outside that other than official people that you may need to engage in would be not to your benefit. So we're just not going to go there. Having said that, what I'm doing is, this is very much what's going on with many situations around the world, is there's a lot of the systems that are normally in place are falling apart due to several reasons. Some of them are just, they weren't working properly and now those things are happening. Some of them are technology, and some of them are just like, we asked for clear vision in 2020 and I think we're getting what we asked for. Now, we're at the place now where we have to ask ourselves, like go inward and ask, what do I want to do with this? And so we're just going to get you strong to that. I'm talking around it because I do not get that it's in your best benefit to speak about this in any way to other people outside of your inner circle. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. The energy this week, be very careful with the energy this week. The energy this week is very full. We have an eclipse coming up on the 1st, on November 30th. You know, that is happening. We have a full moon. It's a blue moon. We have all sorts of astrological reasons. And we also have all sorts of reasons that we just have to turn on our, well, if I had a TV, I haven't had one for 12 years, but we could turn on our TV and have a constant reel of what's all bad happening in the world. So let's go inward and let's get strong. I'm using you. When I get in touch with your energy now, it's shifting. You understand that the reason why you feel so challenged right now is because you're being asked to step into your potential to be a leader. So we're just going to get everybody strong to that. Like, everybody thinks it's so easy to be a leader. It's not easy to be a leader. Well, it's easy to be a leader, but get people to follow you. You know, and who wants to have people follow you? A true leader, like a wolf, leads from the back and makes sure that there is no, I've talked about this before. When a wolf is leading, it leads from the back.
Yeah.
The lead wolf. And that means that it doesn't leave the people, well, the wolves that are in the pack behind. So it sends out the strongest wolf next to it to scout with a couple others. And then it has the ones, the very weakest are out front. So everybody from the back can see. We need to protect these ones here. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody. It's challenging times, and we have to be very strong within ourselves to remain calm. The calmer the leader stays, the calmer everybody else, and we're all leaders. If you've been a mom, you know what it's like. If you freak out on your kids, they're just going to be like worse. So we're just going to strengthen this for everybody. Get in touch with it now, Tricia. What's your number?
7-6. It's going down.
Mm-hmm. I got 5-4-3, and then you're like, 2. That's perception. So we're... Because, you know, we want to strengthen that for everybody. Okay. And I want to thank you because you just took us from like a 10,000 actually to a 2. And it's good to sit at a 2 sometimes because maybe we're making big choices right now about the path we're going to take, you know, like I did.
Yeah.
Look, this was taking a big risk, big risk, big risk. Everybody said I was crazy. Everybody. And I said, I said, no, I feel in my heart that there has to be a better way. And so remember that you have a strong argument for what you want and where you're going, but a strong argument with very strong communication skills. And we're going to strengthen that purposeful communication in this situation. And we're just going to strengthen that. And you can't, I know this is really challenging for a lot of us right now. Don't take things personally. Don't take it personally. There are many reasons why all of this is happening, and it would be impossible for any one person right now, other than Source, I feel, if you call that a person, to understand what's going on. But the one thing I do understand is that if we come from our heart and plug into our heart, and if the reasons why we are doing what we are doing is to lift others up as we become better versions of ourselves, not to leave them behind, but to lift others up. That's energy work. The more you lift others up, the more that lift comes to you. I personally have seen you lift yourself and many people up. I'm not concerned. Are you concerned? Go to your number now.
More like a 1.
Right. Thank you for calling in and showing us such bravery.
Thank you. I hope I've got enough strength to move on when it's necessary.
Well, listen, thank you. That is why I'm doing the show on physical potential right now, is for that reason. So, Olivia, I know we missed a break there, or we have a break. Where are we at? Can we just carry on through and take the other caller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Bill from BC. Bill, you are on with Colette Marie Steffen.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. What can I do for you today?
I don't know. My hip has really hurt me for days now.
What is hurting you?
My hip.
Your hip. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so which hip?
On the left side.
On the left side. And when you get in touch with the pain, what number would you give it? 0 being, it's not that bad, I'm neutral to it, and 10 being, like, this really is starting to really bother me. Like, I can't handle
probably
it.
Probably 8.
Yeah, I'm getting you're in a lot, because I'm getting your, what is your age?
52.
Okay, so is there a reason why your hip, like, did something happen to your hip?
Probably moving furniture for years.
Okay. See, now, this is what I talk about when I talk about energy work and asking the questions, and why the question sometimes is as important as the answer, because the first question I'm asking is this physical or non-physical energetically at root cause or at leading weakness? And both. You have a, how many years did you move furniture for?
Probably 20.
And did you enjoy moving furniture?
I did, up to a point, to about the last 3 years.
Okay. And so in the last, okay, I forgot to like just get a solid number from you pain-wise. When I want to go back to the pain now. So, because like you notice, I'm not asking you about physical things. I'm asking you about emotional things here. Like, did you enjoy your work? And so for 20 years, you moved furniture. But it's just in the last 3 years that you don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, when I switched companies, I was the boss was no good.
Okay. So what's coming up, see, right there, that is the leading energetic weakness is leaving one business for another. I'm familiar with that one. My left hip was hurting too. I'm serious. Like moving forward into, okay, am I going to move into a new way? And we've got a moving man on the show. you gotta enjoy this. Like the universe has such a good sense of humor. So that we have a moving guy and we're trying to move energy. So successfully for 17. Okay, so left hip, I just want to get in touch with it now. When you get in touch with the pain, what number are you at?
I said about 8.
And would you describe, how would you describe it?
It just sort of like a needle shooting in my hip.
Okay.
I take a step.
So if you sit, does it bother you?
No. If I cross my legs, it does.
Okay, so if you cross, because see, this is another thing that's coming up. If you put an action with, so when you're sitting still, it doesn't bother you. It's when you cross your legs. Okay, so there, and we just had him cough. So what's coming up is at that time when you switched positions in the company, you were at a crossroads in your life. And your left leg is kind of represents like the past, how you did things in the past. And your right hip is more about moving forward in the future. So it's almost like your left hip almost feels like it got left behind at the last job. All the fun, all the creativity, all the joy of it. Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of. Everybody sort of gone and a lot of people died, and so there's still a couple people doing it that I know.
Yeah, yeah, well, okay, so we're talking physical potential. Do you mind, I just got to check in with Olivia. Olivia, what time is it? How much time do we have up?
We've got just about 10 minutes.
Good, okay. So the reason why is what I'm, a lot of people right now are going through what comes up for you, what the weakness is for you 3 years ago, is about sort of being divided in the change. And I'm getting, would you mind sharing your age with us?
52.
All right, you already shared it. So,
oh, I guess I'm 53.
You're like me. You, don't quite get the age right because you don't really believe in it. Because
yeah,
who would start doing that job at the, why did you start doing that job 20 years old, like 20 years ago at the age of 32? Most people start a job like that, like when they're 16 or 18 and you know what I mean? And they're built for it.
Well, I just, I came to BC from Ontario.
Okay.
Just to see a sister I didn't know. And I ended up working, and I was supposed to go back to Ontario in 2 weeks, and I haven't been back.
I lived in Saskatchewan, and then when I was 17, I moved to Alberta, and then I moved from Alberta to Ontario, and then I moved to Australia for a year and a half, and then I moved back. And I'll tell you what, I've traveled across this country and seen a lot of it. And once you see BC, it's hard to go back to Ontario. I love Ontario, but the weather is just a little bit more pleasant for someone like me here. And I'm getting that for someone like you. This wasn't like other people, like when you came here, it was kind of like you were pulled here. Wouldn't you agree? Like, were you, because like I planned to go to Australia for 4 months and I stayed for a year and a half because I could, because they had those kinds of visas back then. But it was kind of, it wasn't like I planned to do it that way, but it was kind of like everything just sort of fell into place. So I stayed. And so we want to get you really strong to that, because in many ways, like, do you have any other physical pain in your body? Like in, no. From moving? Because I'm getting that, like, see, your assumption and everybody else's assumption that it's the moving that's caused this is not, it's the moving, but not the move, not the physical moving of the furniture. You go weak to the word moving now because you're not having as much fun at work. But when I get in touch with it, like, you love moving people and you love being really careful with this, with their shift. Are you careful with, are you like one of those people that if you said, okay, I'm going to get you your stuff here, I'll get it to you?
Yeah, I worked with a perfectionist.
That's what I'm getting. Oh, God, if I ever move again, I will be calling you. So it's I'm getting that you're very good at what you do. And it's interesting because on an emotional level, the people will use the word moved or moving, like when people move someone else's emotions, or, and I'm getting, you have no idea of how many people you empowered just by being solid like that. Like, it's huge. So we're just going to strengthen all of that coming back to you. And to let, like, this is interesting because any, logically, yes, it was probably all the energy from moving, but I'm getting the damage only has been done in the last, it's not even coming up 3 years. It's more like 2 years, 1 month, whatever that is. And it's kind of like, because you don't feel moved by your work anymore. How does, like, I just want to check in with you.
I don't work anymore.
Oh, and when did you, oh, is it because of the restrictions now?
No, it's basically my epilepsy.
Okay, so you've got, okay, so we're just going to strengthen you to all of the issues coming in around you not being able to move others anymore. That's what's coming up. So it's kind of like we're going to strengthen you to being able to sit still for a little bit. Did you travel a lot in a truck? Like being the driver? Yeah. It's actually.
No, I didn't drive, but I was a passenger for a long time.
Okay. See, sometimes I'm getting that what's happening for you is it's painful for you to look back on your life as a passenger rather than the driver. And when I talk about this, this is kind of what I was explaining to people, and what my dream was about is how, oh, I could explain it now in this way more, is that like your journey of working like as a soul, we're just going to strengthen you to that. And that opening you up to all of the possibilities, because I get that you have amazing people skills. Is that correct?
I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, people when they're moving are not them, not at their best. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's
okay.
There's a lot of movers out there that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. So we're just going to get you strong to that, that, hey, I'm getting that you're good at moving people. And maybe you would be able to move people now in a different way by using, it's coming up, you have very strong, purposeful communication skills, because when you're moving heavy stuff that's expensive for other people and it matters to them, you took it to heart. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. And we are coming to the end of the show, so I'm just going to check in with you one more time. I just want you to just close your eyes just for a second. And I just want you to tune in to all the love that all those people, like, you don't realize when I talk about like being this calm person, the leader. A lot of times when people are moving, they're moving and they don't want to be moving, or they're moving and they want to be moving, but it's still scary then. So you being the calm person, I don't get that you realize how important your role has been for so many people. And what's coming up in particular for children and pets, because when mama and papa are calm about the move, then everybody in the house calms down. And I just want to say that my little cat Stella here really likes your energy. And that's how she's been curled up on my lap. She hopped up when you phoned and she's like, yeah, I feel like I could be safe. So I just want to thank you for all your good work. And I want to thank all the callers for calling in, or well, the two that did make it through. And thank you, Olivia, for producing, Pat, everybody that's watching. Thank you, everyone, for your patience as I make this transition to the new site. I'm really excited about it and looking forward to connecting with you. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.